Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 25th, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is day 21 of our CSHO session. First, I'd like to ask Attorney Gill if he would render today's prayer. Thank you, Mr. Gill. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn? Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on our agenda is approval of the Day 20 Journal. Please take a moment to review the journal attached to the meeting notice, September 24, 2025.
Big squirrel.
Speaker. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the journal dated September 24, 2025 as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. The journal of September 24, 2025 has been approved. We're now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Speaker. This morning, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Bill ONC 2556, an act to amend the Treasury Law 15 ONC 2-305 to prohibit unqualified and unappointed persons from serving as interim or acting treasurer and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up was Bill ONCA 25102, an act to amend the merit employee grievance procedure to have grievances adjudicated by a third party arbiter and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Keene. Final committee action was due pass is properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up was Bill ONC 25106, an act to require a waiver of sovereign immunity of the Osage Nation on a limited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation and in other jurisdictions, and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Ponce. Final committee action was due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keen. Next up was Bill ONC 25-107, an act to amend the Attorney General Law at 15 ONC 3-106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action was due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up was Bill number ONC 25-108, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2-304.1 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 120 days and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. Final committee action due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up was Bill ONC 25-110, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations from appointed officials to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Congresswoman Good Fox. Final committee action was due, passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Big Horse and Keene. Next up is Resolution ONCR 2523, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Bank of Oklahoma Financial N.A. for business account services to the Osage Nation. The sponsor was Congressman Big Horse. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed. Two yes votes, Big Horse and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Congresswoman Rebar.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, and colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met and to discuss ONCA 2594, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $13,244,615 in non-tribal self-governing funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. The final committee action do pass with amendments voting yes. Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 2595, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,831,045 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsors, Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 2597, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $956,284 of tribal funds and $126,541 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors, Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed ONCA 2599, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $802,615 for fiscal year 2026, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed ONCA 25-100, which is an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,493,600 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor, Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed 25-101, which is an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2026 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Shaw, Whitehorn, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 25-103, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $11,111,745 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of the final committee action. Do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes. Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed ONCA 25-118, an act to amend ONCA 2475 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $7,708 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed ONCA 25-119, which is an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $833,381 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed 25-120, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of the final committee action, do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. We also discussed 25-117, which is an act to amend ONCA 2412, an act to amend 2412 to provide an appropriation modification to the executive branch with no change in the amount of non-tribal funds appropriated and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Redcorn, Shaw, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Hamilton. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, colleagues. Cultural Committee met yesterday, September 24th, to consider bill number ONCA 25-112, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,600,000 to the Gray Horse five-man board for expansion of the Gray Horse Arbor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Tillman. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Maker, Keene, Hamilton, Good Fox, and Big Horse.
Congresswoman Rivard, do you have anything? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Commerce and Gaming Committee met and discussed ONCA 2592, which is an act to recognize electronic transactions as legally valid and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Hamilton, Good Fox, Keene, Redcorn, Rivard. We also discussed ONCA 25113, which is an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act 15ONC 5-106 to change the compensation requirements for board members and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action, do pass. Voting yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keene, Redcorn and Rivard. We also discussed the appointment of Luanna Redcorn. The final committee action is that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service, voting yes. Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keene, Rivard, and second speaker abstained. We also discussed Joey Grigg. The final committee action candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service, voting yes. Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keene, Redcorn, and Rivard. We also discussed Robert Daniel Carter. The final committee action is that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service, voting yes. Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keene, Redcorn, and Rivard. Finally, we discussed Scotty Ray Lawrence. The final committee action is that the candidate is qualified by education and experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes, Big Horse, Good Fox, Hamilton, Keene, Redcorn, and Rivard. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Requesting that you assign ONCA 25-112 to the Appropriations Committee. And I'm gonna ask second speaker, I think, to place that on Friday's agenda.
Second.
Yes. Well, I haven't been doing motions. I've just been requesting that the speaker.
Thank you. Without objection, I will do so. Thank you. We're now on introductions of bills and or resolutions. Let's go back up to reports of standing committees for ONCA 25-112 that will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We're now on introductions of bills and or resolutions. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress and listening audience. I'd like to introduce bill number ONCA 25-121, an act to amend 15 ONC section 2-311E to allow the treasurer to require the monthly financial data from the nation's entities to be in a specified format and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and place ONCA 25-121 on first reading on today's agenda.
Congresswoman, it does appear that it is, in fact, on first reading. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't see it there, and so that's why I introduced it. Excuse me.
No problem.
So can I stay here and do first reading,
please?
Then? So we introduced in first reading to amend, it's bill number ONCA 25-121 to amend 15 ONC section 2-311E to allow the treasurer to require the monthly financial data from the nation's entities to be in a specified format and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. ONCA 25-121, already assigned. Will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. I have ONCA 2598, an act to provide an appropriation to CC Alpeta for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $2,081,660 and to establish an alternate effective date. I also have ONCR 2522, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CC Alpecos Board's annual plan of operations for fiscal year 2026.
Thank you, Congressman Hamilton. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 25115, an act to amend 21 ONC Section 1-303, Rule 1 of the Membership Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, we're now on ONCA 25115 will advance to third reading on the next legislative day's agenda. Following engrossment. We are now on General Order Day 3, where amendments may be voted on in the order received. Hearing none, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. Congresswoman Rebart. ONCA 2556, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC, Section 2-305, to prohibit unqualified and unappointed persons from serving as interim or acting treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebart. Sponsor, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 2556? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, and I don't want to take up a lot of time this morning. And this bill has been sitting here for some time. I filed it previously, but it's a reaction to something that we experienced in our government that I believe needs to be addressed. And you'll see the following bills behind me, they come to us in the same manner. And it's a reactionary bill. It's an important bill because of our Constitution with regards to our Treasury Department and our Treasurer. And it's to get ahead of an obstacle that we had in front of us that took away the authority granted to us in our Constitution. And so what this bill does is to try to lay some strengthen our foundation as far as this body is concerned with regards to our treasurer and the fact that when there is a vacant position and how our risk is increased, our liabilities are increased, when we have persons serving that are not qualified, that are serving in an interim capacity, that cause a lot of risk to our government. And it causes risk, and the reason it does is because that we have treasurers that have a lot of authority based from our Constitution and in our law that hold them accountable, that hold us accountable. What we're trying to do is to fix that gap, this loophole that's in our law right now. I'm going to say that this may come back also with a veto. And I don't know that's not going to happen. I've had conversations with the chief and actually the treasurer, the previous one acting as the interim, and also the one acting in the capacity now in a qualified manner. And everyone was in agreement there's an issue. So this is the attempt to fix it. And I'm asking that my colleagues please support this initiative. Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 2556 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. ONC A2556 passes. I apologize. Let's back up. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONC A2556 passes and will advance to enrollment. We're now on ONC A25102. An act to amend the Merit Employment Grievance Procedure to have grievances adjudicated by a third-party arbiter and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak for or against ONC A25102? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you. So to reiterate what I said in committee, I think this is just a good first step. For reasons unbeknownst to me, we used to have an employee grievance process, more like a jury pool. Gaming did too. I don't really know why we did away with that. I was disturbed by the much publicized Casey Johnson-Nakia Parker feud. We had an HR grievance process. It came to my understanding the hearing officer was an employee with our AG's office. So what this does is bring in a little more objectivity, I think, from a non-partial observer. Of course, there's always going to be some pro-government because we're still going to be cutting the check. I understand that, but I encourage my colleagues to pass this. I hope this leads to further discussion and change to make our employee grievance process more fair. So I just want to say that much, and thank you.
The question is, shall ONC A25102 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONC A25102 passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONC A25106, an act to require a waiver of sovereign immunity in the Osage Nation on a limited basis for lawsuits to be filed by the Osage Nation in other jurisdictions and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONC A25106, Congressman Keene?
So this is a tough one for me. A few things. We tweak the original bill in committee. When we file in any court, we don't automatically waive our sovereign immunity. So I just want to, as a legal matter, I just want to state that. I'm going to bring up a scenario where I don't like this bill, and I'm going to bring it up to you. So we go back in time. Someone's digging a hole and going to put a windmill over here. we could go file a federal injunction in federal court in Tulsa. I would not be in favor of us having a formal procedure where this body would have to convene to allow that to happen. One, the time aspect. You have to be expedient. Two, you're sure the windmills would know we're filing the lawsuit because we have, there's no way we could ever grant this without a public meeting. You see what I'm saying? And I constantly say elections matter. I understand that. Of course they matter. But in the process of litigation, a lot of times you got to be quick and you got to be secretive, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So we have an executive branch. We have a Congress. We appropriate money to the executive branch. We can address that. But for us to sign into law that the executive branch could never file a lawsuit in any forum, it'd take us 2 weeks minimum to even meet and approve that. Before them even filing the lawsuit, I just can't get down with that. You get 100 attorneys in here and you ask them the same thing, 98's going to say the same thing. So, again, this is hard. I understand. I'm sure Mr. Potts will have a very eloquent rebuttal. But as a practical legal matter, I can't get down with this, doing it like this. So I want to say that much. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Would anyone else like to speak? Sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I will do my best to deliver an eloquent rebuttal. I understand the concern there with regard to expediency. But the fact is that we can call ourselves into an emergency special session within 3 days. Doesn't take 2 weeks. We can be here within 3 days to file a lawsuit. With regard to it being secretive or the need to protect or keep something under wraps, the lawsuit is public. There would be no need to keep that secret. I would hope that it would never be secret. And in the unfortunate scenario that was stated, if somebody goes out here to do windmills, I hope our chief is standing out there with his own truck, if it doesn't have the seal of the Osage Nation on the side of it, with his own truck to say stop. Because I guarantee you the Minerals Council will be out there. And how awesome would it be if we were standing out there with them? That's what this bill does. It brings everybody to the table to say, united, we will confront this and we will do it together. The result is if we don't pass this, we waste potentially millions of dollars in federal lawsuits that could be dismissed because we aren't united, which is what has just happened. We may be able to stand around and get 100 lawyers in the room and say this is a bad idea, but we can get 100 people in this room and they're all going to say that us standing united is a good idea. I think that that's what this bill does. It puts us all on the same footing. It brings everybody to the table before we go and fight in a foreign jurisdiction. That's what this is. I hope that we can support it. We've voted on it previously. It had passed this body previously. We did bring it back up because I was told if I had just said it more simply, we need to be united if we're going to file a federal lawsuit. So it comes down to that. We need to be united if we're going to file a lawsuit in a different court. Because if we're not going in united, we're going to be defeated. I urge my colleagues to vote in favor of this bill. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The question is, shall ONCA 25106 pass?
Congressman Keene.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. ONCA 25106 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25106 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 25107, an act to amend the Attorney General Law at 15ONC Section 3-106 to require the Principal Chief to appoint an Attorney General within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Sponsor, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25107? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
We have my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 25108 pass? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Pardon me, point of order.
Thank you. 107, ONCA. The question is, shall ONCA 107 pass? Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. ONCA 25107 passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25107 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 25108, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15ONC Section 2-304.1 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a Treasurer within 120 days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Sponsor, how do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against? Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, and anyone listening in. Congresswoman Rivard, in the first bill that we talked about, 2556, talked about preceding bills that were going to be on our agenda to vote on today. And if you can't hear it, the emotion in my voice is it's there. You know, we worked really well in committee and a lot of these, and you know, we all had input and listening to it. And if my no votes aren't without much thought going into what we did go through, and I understand why we are here, just not even 85% behind them at this point in time. It's not anything personal. When I first came on Congress, one of the first things that I was approached by other members was we need to file a lawsuit. Man, I was completely like, no, let's try to figure out how to work together. That is not, you know, the way to go. 7 years in, so many things, you know, that happen every single year, depending on what is going on politically or not politically in our government, that we definitely need some clarification. And I can read the room. I know this is going to pass. There's not even any anger about it. Wow.
Without objection, we will recess. The lights did just go off, or electricity did, so let's get everything back on. So we're in recess.
Oh.